I guess I'm a crunk master, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You are as wasted as Jesus on the Passover. Not even Crazy Mad 3 is enough to keep your crunk as fuck party self from resurfacing. You break the walls down into party town. Oh yeah, motherfuckers. Say what, son? What? Okay, what? You are immediately thrown out of the club. The bouncers at Party Town do not recognize you, and strongly feel your chaotic antics are not conducive to the kind of atmosphere that the club wishes to maintain. It is requested that you vacate the premises post-haste, and your stubborn refusal is met with swift violence and laughing scorn. And the only blue one is you have been beaten bad and vow revenge. When you tell them you are a 7th level crunk master, they laugh and shove you down hard, overturning a table on the way. You are so drunk and drugged up you don't feel pain, just a giggity giggle inducing sudden swift roar to the floor. You keep getting back up. Soon a team of evil bouncers are giving you a whole club night's worth of abuse, punching, group kicking you when you're down. It's like trying to kick Mr. Fantastic with Fantastic Four to death. You were so relaxed, your body is like a spongy rubber. You were fine, just a little dirty from being kicked from one end of the club to the other, and then thrown out into the alley, landing in a puddle of urine-soaked vomit. Oh. That was going too far. You would have let it go with a what? They pushed it too far. You were still fucked up as hell. That dose of Mad 3 is working on you, having only been swallowed 4 days ago. You're on that 3-day come down from the powerful hallucinogen. You get up, brush yourself off. You kick the back door hard and it crumbles inward, rocketing off the end. Oh, rocketing end off end, smashing into the dancers. The bouncers are on their way. You greet them with two middle fingers. They are actually glad to see you. So far, you have only stood your ground and refused to leave without throwing any punches. So they think this time they shall break your wrists and ribs and piss on you in the dark alley outside. It will be fun. But it isn't fun for them. In fact, even the cameras were too slow to get a clear view of what went down. You flew into maniac action. 7 bouncers were broken down into their bones and strips. And the clubgoers wound up wearing the bouncers, puking all over each other as you grabbed a couple bottles from the bar and left laughing. They shouldn't have fucked with the King of Crump. Let this be a lesson to the others. Let's see. You are immediately heralded as the King of Crump. The glittering, glistening crown of Crunk is yours and yours alone to wear in style. You tear off your shirt so the whole world can see your Germanica tattoo, big bold letters declaring to the world that Crunk will never die. Bros and hoes recognize, no one is fresher, more crunker, more drunker, more funker than thou. Any who tried to claim for the throne must drown in 100% alcohol. That is your decree, so saith you, the great and glorious King of Crunk. You black out again. Oh man, this path's gonna take forever. The last thing you remember is taking a hit of Mad 3. No, wait, that isn't right. But something happened to you along the way, and now you're surrounded by blackness. You're aware something is wrong. You can feel shapes sliding over your skin in the space between spaces, in the time between times. Your eyes don't work. Slimy static shocks, hissing, flickering. You start to think you're drowning in a bathtub full of frogs and fish and snakes and slime, and that someone threw in a toaster. You try to swim through.
Let's talk about Mad 3, yikes.
This slimy shock space is creeping you out and you want to get away as quickly as possible. So you swim, flapping your arms and kicking your legs, violently thrashing your way towards what you expect must be freedom. Somehow, somewhere, you surrender your entire self to this effort of escape, filling with yourself with hatred of the slimy shock, feeling to motivate yourself on. Struggles make everything around you more gelatinous. The walls you are pushing to force your way through are getting wetter, like a nose full of gushy snot. It makes the going easier, but the stuff is drifting all over you and the smell is repulsive. The walls are closing in and you are swimming and pushing through, holding your breath as the unseen slime covers your body and face, and then, with a flex, resist, flex, hop, you're out. You take in a series of breaths, you rub and fling away the slime from your mouths. You are on a beach of blue pebbles, a faint light ahead reveals cave walls on either side of you. Squishy noses around like mucus creatures slithering unseen. And now it's just red wings. Whew.
Criminy.
I guess it's trees turn.
That was Mad 3 like 4 days later.
Yeah, that was Crunkmaster and then blacking out.
Like when you actually sober up, the Mad 3 is all still lurking to drive you totally insane.
Well, the Mad 3 never leaves you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so intense, the sensations that you couldn't have anything to relate them to. It was like this blackout, and you couldn't comprehend what you
It kind of makes...
That was your attempt to drink it away, but it didn't work, because as soon as you're blacked out, the Mad 3 took total control and takes you to the fucking slime world.
It kind of makes me question if there's any particular drug experience you roughly base Mad 3 off of, just like in vague proximity to it.